Good morning.
Well, hello.
Hello, Drape. Please ring the love bell for a warm welcome of Dewan Utek, Director, Behavior Health for the County of Fresno, as we recognize May as Mental Health Awareness Month, which is a topic that is very important to me, Dewan, and I'm so glad that you are on the radio with us this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here.
Here's what I say, and this is why we need a Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm glad May is the month to do it, and I'm glad we're on board here at the radio station, and that is this. There's a stigma attached to mental health. There is. Here's my analogy. Somebody breaks their arm. They can't wait to talk about it. They can't wait to talk about it. Not only that, they can't wait to find a solution, which is go to the hospital. And there's no shame in that. You know to do that. You broke an arm? Oh, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to go get help. I'm going to go to the doctor. When you talk mental health, though, and there might be just something going on in your brain, it's like no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to go to the doctor. You know, and that's wrong. Because what really is the difference? They're both just ailments, and they can be overcome with the right amount of treatment.
Absolutely. That's part of the awareness that we want to raise, is that mental health, there is no physical health without mental health, and we want to normalize that conversation. We want people to feel comfortable talking about it. You use the analogy of breaking your arm, and we even have people sign our cast, right?
Yes.
We used to do that when I was a kid. And we hide when we have a mental health issue. And so you're absolutely right. Normalizing that conversation, making it okay to talk about, is exactly what Mental Health Month is all about.
I think also what happens with mental health is people make up excuses. Well, you know, he was in the military. Oh, he just got divorced. Or, you know, or she's going through this. We try to minimize a major problem. And I think often that we get sidetracked because we're trying to blame it on something that it might not be related to.
Yeah, oftentimes when there's something we're uncomfortable talking about, it's easy to deflect attention away. And you're absolutely right. People often do that.
And I think a lot of it's been sensationalized, maybe even in the movies. I think when we talk right now, okay, Mental Health Awareness Month, immediately what's popping into, I think, a lot of people listening right now is, multiple personality disorder. You know, they go to the extreme, and they don't understand that there are so many different layers to something with your mental health. It's the same thing with your arm. Every arm injury doesn't mean you amputate your arm. It's that severe. Right? But these issues that creep in that might have, I'm not going to say simple solutions, but definitely medical solutions, we don't seek the treatment for, because in our mind we're thinking, oh, I'm not that bad off. But I would contend things like anxiety, which are a form of mental illness, can be very destructive in your life. There are things that you can't overcome, but if you don't seek treatment or know your triggers, you know, you're going to act erratically and probably do some damage to the people you love the most. Because you're maybe taking it out on them in certain situations.
Yeah, you're right. I think people kind of go to some of the more severe mental illnesses and don't really recognize that 1 in 5 people will deal with a mental illness of some sort, whether that's anxiety or depression. And those can be, as you said, very, very damaging when they're not addressed, when people don't seek help because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah, think about how damaging it is to break your arm and not seek treatment. But when you seek treatment, there is a cure that will bring, you know, put you right back on your feet 100%.
Let's talk about some signs, too, because my partner, Greg, he talks to himself quite a bit. He mumbles, his lips move, there's no words coming out. I can see him sometimes through windows having these full-blown conversations, and there's no one there. Should I be
concerned?
Well, maybe he's just checking in with himself. Right? One of the things that we're really trying to focus on this year with Mental Health Month is the concept of checking in. And that check-in can be with other people, but also with yourself, and really recognizing when, as you mentioned, you might have a trigger. I know in our household, oftentimes before dinner, sometimes there's a lot of angry conversations, and we try and remind our kids that when you're hungry, you can be more irritable. And it's the same thing with our mental health overall, is recognizing that sometimes when we're snapping at someone, that's because underlying is some sort of anxiety or fear. Maybe we're depressed. And so really checking in, how are you feeling today? Are you doing well, or do you need to talk to someone? And so that concept of the check-in is really something we want to focus on, that people feel comfortable asking someone else, how are you doing? One of the real misunderstandings is people think if you talk about something like suicide, you actually increase the risk of suicide. And it's actually the exact opposite. When you ask someone, how are you doing? And are you thinking of hurting yourself? It actually opens a door for them to have that conversation and reduces the stress that they might be feeling.
That's why May is important. It is Mental Health Awareness Month.
I know you have some information posted on your website, stigmafreefresno.com. You can also get insight on your Instagram craze. That's Fresno County DBH as well. But just for our listeners right now, what are maybe some simple techniques that you can do with yourself at home that don't require you maybe to go to see in a psychologist or a counselor? Some things that might help stimulate better mental health in an individual that they could even do today?
Well, you know, I definitely want to emphasize that while there are things you can do at home, we also want you not to be afraid to ask for help. But when you are at home, especially in this time of the pandemic and the requirements that we have right now to stay at home, really that check-in is really important. Making sure, oftentimes it helps people to have a routine in their day, and that routine needs to have breaks. We also recommend that people, especially if you begin to do what we call ruminate over the threats of the pandemic, that maybe you limit your interactions on media or, you know, accessing newspapers or news articles. Sometimes that can just get people really focused on the negative. And so having those types of breaks, focusing on just one or two news sources that are reliable can be helpful. But certainly seeking interaction, even though we might be physically isolated right now, I know I'm learning how to use things like Zoom, and I'm writing a lot of cards and sending them through the mail and things like that that can really maintain that those interactions that, you know, as human beings, it's really important to have social interactions. And I think that's been probably one of the hardest things for people through this pandemic is that restriction. I know I have a children who they really rely on those friendships that they have and the interactions that they have. And fortunately, we have things like Snapchat and that they can interact on. But so those are just some things that you can do.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today. Let's ring the love bell again for DeJuan Utek, a director of behavioral health at the County of Fresno. We encourage you to get to the website, stigmafreefresno.com. Also, we're adding incentive, too, for people to be more aware of their mental health during Mental Health Awareness Month. So we're asking you guys, you can go to social media with the hashtag stigmafreefresno. You can also go to our website and contact us at q971.com and tell us maybe some steps you're going to take to be more aware of your mental health. If you do that, we're going to be selecting winners and writing checks for $150 each for our winners. Just to be a part of May Mental Health Awareness Month. So we're encouraging all of you guys to get on board, and we'll reward you for doing that. Thank you, DeJuan. We're hoping to have
you
on the radio again real soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.